Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I ask you, Mr. Crenshaw.
Yes.
Is women's tennis okay?
Yeah.
We'll get back to the justified and horse racing thing, but we're going to continue talking. I want to talk some French Open here with you because we're going to continue this next segment with our special guest this hour.
Yep.
But I looked at Sloane Stephens yesterday. She got it handed to her, which is probably good. She made it there. She learned some things. We watched the 14? The junior?
14-year-old.
The other American?
Corey Gauff.
Yeah.
Corey Gauff from Atlanta, who did win yesterday in the juniors, which was an All-American matchup, the second year in a row that has been All-Americans playing in the junior girls at the French Open, which is it's a big deal because Americans don't play well on this court. And you wonder how much of it gets ingrained in the back of your mind when you go out. I'm an American player. People don't expect me to play well on this stuff. And so we don't.
Yeah, but
but here's what's happened with this young group that's coming on, even behind Sloan, like Corey Gauff. She's 14 years old. The USTA has built this spectacular facility in Orlando for training. And if you want to go down there and play, you know the right folks. You can get on the court and play down there. But they've also included a section of clay courts made up of clay to imitate what they have at the French Open. This is not your regular old Georgia mud they're playing in over there in France.
I would hope not.
Because I was texting with somebody I used to work with. Oh, that looked like Georgia. Looked like Georgia clay they're playing. I said, no, this is nothing we find in this country. that's the reason why we have a little problem with it. But the fact that the younger breed coming along are not afraid of this and they have more confidence playing on it, and the fact that it's been an All-American final in the girls' final juniors the last 2 years, gives us some optimism for the future on this surface. Watching Sloane Stephens yesterday, and clearly what happened to her was she got mentally frazzled in that third set. Just mentally frazzled. It gives Simona Halep credit. She had an extra gear to go to. She found a fourth gear in that match. And Sloane basically admitted it afterwards. He said she found another gear, she didn't really have an answer for her. She knew what she should have done. You know, she changed her game and I didn't change mine. But why didn't you change it? Because you just mentally cooked, you know. And I think that's basically what happened to her. And that's the second time she's been in that position, you know, in that area, but to play in a final of a major tournament. And the clay is just a different deal. We don't play on it that much. We like the fast surface. We want our points to be over after three or four. We hit the ball three or four times. Okay, next point. That's the way we play, like we're double parked and we got somewhere we have to be. The people who are really successful, the European players, the Central American, South American players who master the clay, go with that approach. I'm going to stay out here all day if I have to. I got nowhere to go. I got, you know what I mean? And the points sometimes take a long time. And that's basically what Halep did. She just outlasted her. I mean, there were points where Sloane was making some great things. She tried some slices, some drop shots to bring her in close to the net. She came in, she answered that, and ended up winning those points. I talked with Brian Shelton a few years ago. Brian Shelton played at Georgia Tech, All-American player at Georgia Tech, played the tour for a time, came back and coached the women's team to a national championship. He's now the men's coach at University of Florida. I said, Brian, what is it about the clay in France? And he said, you know, it exposes any weakness that you have. Any weakness that you have in your game, the clay will expose. Is it your physical? Is it your mental and emotional? You know, it rewards creativity and patience. And that's something a lot of American players don't have. But if you got
an indictment,
it's true. Well, but if you have you got any type of weakness at all, if your technique's off, if your stamina isn't what it ought to be, that surface will expose it.
Well, you know, I was about to take numbers with what you said. And then I started looking. I wanted to make sure. Because as you were talking about Americans not having success on this surface, by the way.
Pete Sampras never won there.
I know that. I know that was a big deal. I wouldn't. But I started this off by saying what? We're talking about women's side.
Okay.
Do we feel good about what's happening next with women's tennis? Because we've talked about once Serena exits the stage, who's going to be next, and we got some up-and-coming people.
Absolutely.
All right? But you talk about Americans on this surface. The one thing I remembered, and I wanted to go back and look and see the exact number, Chris Everett dominated.
Well, yeah, she
this,
had that.
This surface when she was there, and she was an all-time great American player. So I'm talking about the all-time greats. She had a better record there than the person who was focused and whose game looked like a machine, and that was Martina, her nemesis.
Right.
Okay? So we did have an American who conquered that surface for a stretch of time. Chris Everett won 8 French Opens. Okay? Martina only won a couple. Serena's got a few. But we've had American, you know, the women who were at the top.
We've had American men that played well.
But we're talking about the women's side right now.
Okay, but yeah. I'm just saying that we've had.
We've had, yeah.
The rest of the world, like, kind of woke up and caught up to American tennis. And
they woke up and they found Rafael Nadal there on the other side of the net.
Well, we don't have any American players built like Rafael Nadal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.